I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest attacks in Baghdad underscore Iraq's complexity. A militia group backed by Iran acts like a puppet master, pulling Iraq's political strings. The militia set fire to Kurdish offices on Saturday, stirring tensions between Kurds and the Iraqi government. Last week, the group agreed to a conditional ceasefire with the U.S. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says the militants openly persecute Christians. While Iraq's government may not be able to protect believers, you know a God who can.
We need to care about the politics that affect them, but then also we need to pray for them, that they would stand under the midst of this persecution and that they would be faithful to share the gospel and to communicate Christ as they live among Muslims and Yazidis and many other unique unbelieving sex.
And Sat 7, a satellite broadcast ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is launching a new program in Tajikistan called Mental and Spiritual Health. While mental health is a worldwide concern during the pandemic, Tajikistan is the poorest country in the former Soviet Union. Without a national mental health program, the country is struggling. Sat 7's Joe Willey says their new program is hosted by Christians and medical professionals offering mental health support and hope in Christ.
The program was developed for women in Tajikistan, where the suicide rate sadly has been increasing in recent years. And the majority are young women between the ages of 18 and 40.
Pray for the church in Tajikistan as they share peace that can't be found anywhere else. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.